Praise God. So what did we discuss on Wednesday? Of which Rose was not here. I don't know if you followed us on live stream. What did we discuss on Wednesday? Come on. Prayers and the wisdom of the Spirit. Sorry, just call that the title. So, workers in training, just giving your full attention. And by 12, we leave us and you can find an Aburi. The name of Aburi? You don't know the name of Aburi. Whatever you teach them later. So, you remember the summary of what we said? We are explaining Ephesians 1:15 in this series, that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will give unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom, which is revelation in the knowledge of Him. So I'm saying, don't worry, anyway, Sunday I'll get more to that. So, and that's which we describe as the wisdom of the Spirit. So we now went to Genesis. We saw that there is a different eye with which men of the Spirit, they see things. Men of the Spirit see things with a different eye. Men of the Spirit, they see things with a different eye. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, e.g., for instance, when the people of the flesh, when they are wishing you a happy birthday, all they are expecting is what? A birthday cake, right? A cake, some shawarma, what else? Some nice things, right? But the men of the Spirit, yes, you must eat the cake, you must find the cake, you may. But much more, you now ask yourself, how old am I? Ah, my name is IJ, I am 34. Ah, God. So, what have I been doing for the past 34 years of my life? And you now have to re-examine yourself. So, we examine a scripture like Psalm 90, right? Verse 12, remember? Teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. Are you with me? So to that end, that means, can we apply, yes, that's Psalm 90 verse 12, Rose. So can we look at the new year and we apply our hearts into wisdom? Yes, right? That means you don't say that. I don't do all those pagan things. Some people will even, a old Christian, they will be doing exegesis on how Christmas is a pagan, what? Is a pagan. You will now be doing the history. You'll be tracing. Oh, no, you don't have a job. You are so jobless. You have not known your Bible. You are now tracing how Easter is actually a worship of an idol. Say it's a sun. They even say even Sunday itself that is a Sunday. That sun is a god of Egypt. That you are too calculative. You are not thinking properly. You don't need all that. He has said already in Colossians 2 from 16, say, let no man judge you in what? In meat, in drinks, in respect of an holy day, new moon, Sabbath day. Say the essence, the body, what you should focus on is what? Is Christ. So if every week you can say, okay, this week now I'm going to reset, I'm going to reevaluate my past 7 days. I will take Sunday as a datum or as a reference line or as a starting point. Thank you. And that starting point, like if you are doing X is less than or equal to something, less than or equal to inequality. Remember, there's always a starting point. Sorry for those who does not listen in mathematics class. Limit. Awesome. Yeah, that man is good. That is why he had to live to find the limit of equidistance. Sorry. I was happy. Anyway. So, like, you can now use that Sunday as the limit. Okay, now, let me press reset again. Okay, last week, how have I done? See what that scripture said. Teach us to what? Number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. That's key. That means I can number days, I can, that so that for this purpose, for this essence, so that I can apply my heart to wisdom. So it's good to say, okay, I am 5 years in the faith. How many people have grown up spiritually as a result of my contribution? How many can I point to that I have made better? Teach us to number our days that for this purpose, for this reason, so that. That means I don't allow days to, see, time is an enemy of man. Time is an enemy of every dream of man. Every dream, in fact, both in the secular and the spiritual. So, because unfortunately, the first Adam is a living soul. It's not God that made him a living soul. 1 Corinthians 15, and this is 45. It's not God that made him a living soul anyway. So the first man is a living soul. That means we already inherited a mortal body from Abraham. From Adam. Remember, even Romans 5, verse 13, death passed from Adam to Moses, even over them who have not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. So that means even those who did not, that finds its primary fulfillment in mortality. Are you with me, brethren?
Yes.
So I'm saying because of mortality, time is counting. Unfortunately, you will not be this agile, fine, able to jump everywhere like this forever. I'm sorry, unless, of course, Christ returns while we are here, when we are here, which is the hope of Christianity. Don't be part of those who are saying this is how things will continue forever. The day of the Lord will come and it will come. Amen? So, teach us to number our days. Time is counting. Say, time is counting.
Time is counting.
So, don't always say, don't be a fan of postponing spiritual growth and spiritual duties. Time is counting. The man that is given to the flesh is the man that will postpone everything. I have time. Now you are 32, I have time. I'm 36, you have time. I am 39, you have time. You have time. That's Matthew 13, very instructive. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that he found a goodly pearl. He has been searching. He now found one of a great price. Say, when he found it, immediately he sold all he has, he pursued it. Now Luke 9, very, very clear. Let me first go and bury my dad. Let me first go and bid them fear away in my house. Trying to do what Elisha did. Elisha first went back to his house to do swear night with them. He said, you don't understand. Do you think I'm Elijah? Guy, baby, carry your bowl. If you cannot respond immediately, something is wrong with your appreciation. That's the issue. If you don't respond to the call of God immediately, something is wrong with your appreciation of that truth. If you don't respond to the call of God immediately, something is wrong with your appreciation of the truth. Something is faulty around that line. So that's why we pray that God give you the wisdom of the Spirit, that you may know. Why are we doing all this that we are doing? That you may know. So we also saw the fact that God gave man plenty pointers, pointing to the same truth. Plenty pointers, day and night. And he told in 2 Corinthians 4, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, referring to Genesis 1, 2 and 3, that same God has shined in our hearts. That means every day as you are seeing day and night, as you are seeing the morning, what should be the thought in your heart? Oh God, this day again, let light shine on a dark heart. Let the words of my mouth save somebody today. As you see, as I told you, if you see two couples dragging themselves along the street, what you should, it's not only the emotional frenzy that you should imagine. Imagine yourself that this is how Jesus is dragging me too. Amen. Amen, amen. How's it? Husband, love your wife. Ask what? Christ, love the church. So which one came first? Is it the love between husband and wife or Christ and the church? How do you know? As, right? So as means the same way something that is already happening. Are you with me? So that means one came first. So that means the love between husband and wife, not bear and boo, okay? That one is different. That one is not in Christ. Husband and wife, that one is in scripture. So don't expect your boo to everything. That's perversion. So the love between husband and wife is to mirror a greater love somewhere. Is to mirror something. It's not Jesus that is mirroring us. We are the one mirroring Jesus in our relationships. So we also talk about reproduction in when I say that every man say after his kind. Say I'm after God's kind. Say I look like God. So it's not, Kevin, you can see his beard, awesome. And some people, they are praying, could you just put in spirit all over so that something can grow? And since it's not growing, okay, some people are smiling, they know themselves. Amen, amen. Praise God. Yes, you look like God. Please don't mention para. Please don't mention para. Now I cannot look like. But you look like God. Amen. Praise God. Because all that scenario is to remind you of who you are. So the man of the flesh will see things. See what I said on Wednesday? He will see things and he will see the thing. Sorry. The man of the flesh will see things as the intention of things. But the man of the spirit will see God as the what? As the reason for things. The man of the flesh will see what? Things as the intention. That means, oh, now nice marriage, so all I am to benefit from this marriage is have fun, have everything, I'm good, travel around, that's all. No, but the man of the spirit will see that marriage as an avenue to reach the whole world. Praise God. That's why I know I may not be able to set a very hard exam. In God's foreknowledge, He gave me a wife that will be able to drill you very well. Praise God. Amen, amen. Sorry, that is false doctrine. Say wisdom of the Spirit. So, go to Ephesians 4, verse 11. Let me see where I can get to today. Then we pause and we pray. Pastor Ezekiel, welcome. Sorry for all that happened. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Amen, amen. Let's read 11 to 13 together. One to go. Yes, us. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of hallelujah. Praise God. So you could see apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all of them are to perfect saints. Please write this down. Effectiveness in this faith is a result of the teaching ministry. Effectiveness in this faith is a result of the teaching ministry. Of the teaching ministry. Effectiveness in this faith is a result of a teaching ministry. Of the teaching ministry. That is why an apostle is a man that is sent to build you up, to teach you. Same way a prophet, a man that is inspired to build men up. An evangelist, a man likely that trains one in the practicals, in everything. A pastor, a man that oversees. They are all teaching. If they will perfect the saints, they will do so by teaching, by teaching, by teaching. So it's like more like, in fact, some people usually interpret Ephesians 4:11 as he gave something like apostolic teachers, some prophetic teachers, some evangelistic teachers, and some pastoring teachers. That's what it actually looks like. Let me explain again, because if you say me, I'm a prophet, so what will you be doing? Thus says the Lord. Like, where's divine? Where's divine? Oh, I thought I saw him just now. Left. Oh, are you the divine I was seeing? You look like divine Kelvin. Anyway, sorry. Because me and him was discussing about speaking along that line some days ago. And you know, some people just think that they are a prophet because they can see visions. Come on, I'll get to that in the next series of us transcript. We should be after our Jesus anyway. When we are done with that. But that's not. An apostle is not just a man that God getting away with a big belly. My name is Apostle Jude Suleiman. Amen. Praise Jesus. I've mentioned it. I'm on live stream. I've sent just say yes in this place. I put a church here, something like that. Yeah, and off I go. No, you must stay and do something. See all the apostles in the scripture. Say Acts 13. Say, and there was some certain what apostles and prophets, right? And they fasted and they prayed. And that's where Saul and Barnabas was commissioned to go and preach to the Gentiles. So it can be best say we gave some apostolic what teachers, some prophetic teachers, some evangelistic teachers, and some pastoring teachers. Because the next verse says for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. And see the next thing, for the edification, building up, right, of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Unto what? What's the next word? Knowledge. You can see? Unto the knowledge of the Son of God, that we henceforth be no more what children toss to and fro. So the only thing that can make that happen is the teaching ministry. If he's just talking about the prophetic ministry of just bouncing up and down, doing things, we had that in the 80s, we had that in the 90s, it never built up our brothers and our fathers. It never did. Says he has one of the strongest prophetic ministry I've ever seen. I'm Baba, here are you? Amen. Different Babas. Baba Jide. Baba this, Baba that, Baba that. Okay, this. You know, we get them plenty of, so don't go there. Amen, amen. But it's just that people just focus on those utterances, those visions. They forgot the teaching ministry. Imagine God became a man and he was teaching. So, what is your anointing? Tell me your anointing. God became a man and God started teaching. Tell me your anointing. In fact, Nico in John 3 said, you are a teacher come from God. Say, Rabbi, he said, how did it start? He said, thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do. He wants to talk about the miracles. He first said, but you are a teacher come from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So nothing must disdain the teaching ministry. The miraculous must not disdain the teaching ministry. But the miraculous must amplify the teaching ministry. The prophetic must not disdain the teaching ministry. The prophetic should be made to cause men to listen more to the teaching ministry. Pastoring is not by giving you ice cream every day. No, it's to ensure you are focusing on the teaching ministry. And see what he told them in Matthew 28. Go into all the world and what? Teach all nations, right? Teach all nations. Teach all nations. Teaching them, commanding them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always till the end of the world. Amen. So, everyone must be involved in the teaching of the saints. Say, I must be involved. Say, I must be involved. Come on. So, also, everything must be taught. The essence of this series is that, I hope you know, in church, for instance, we pray long, but some people actually don't know what we are praying for. Some people don't know why. Just read Ephesians 1, 15 to 17, and we just keep praying. We just fire on 17 to 19, Colossians 1, Philippians 1, 7, 1 Thessalonians, and we just keep firing like that. Some people don't understand. So, everything must be taught. Like I told you, in your cell meetings, in your relationship with your friends, don't assume they know anything. It could be very dangerous. Don't assume it. Teach them everything. Don't assume John 3:16 is clear. Some people have been using it to collect offering. Sure, it's not clear. As clear as it is. Don't assume. So right now, I'm not assuming on prayers. We have to teach it. Why do we pray the way we pray? Why do we pray those prayers? Why do we pray for hours, for days, without prayer point? There is actually a prayer point. Praise God. See, there is actually a prayer point. Yeah. That's our present. When we are praying in December, I said, you must set your mind on something. Set your mind on territory. Set your mind. See yourself in action. See, you must pray and see visions. See, my eyes are open. Say, revelations are for me. See, I'm not dull. That's the point. See, visions makes Christianity exciting. You pray, you see. You pray, you see. You pray, you bump into an angel. You pray, you know, things happen around you. It makes Christianity exciting. Revelation. Or revelations. Don't say, I've not seen a trance for the past 2 years. What happened to you? What happened? You have, if that's your chronicles, go and confess to your family father. He will prescribe to you the medication. Are you with me? Medication. And if you refuse, come to me. I'll show you how. He has shown us the way. We see us. We have what we say. I'll show you. You will see. You must see. It's not only your baccalaureate is 2K. That's not the only thing you must be seeing every day. That's what I'm saying. You must be seeing something more than that for good. So you know you. You must be seeing something. Don't you think all those praying on the mountain is a cake? You are lucky we have a venue that they didn't suffer that we are praying. I'm going to show you that where prayer to be prayed. It's not, I will drive my car to, what is the name of that? Oh God, I forgot you are here. We park it somewhere in one village. We climb the mountain, stay there days, pray all night. I have even carried Bubu up the mountain before. My baby, Bubu. I know I have a baby that doesn't like prayer. Although she didn't pray. I dragged her up to the prayer. This one has followed me there before. That's where she became born again. Is that true? Fair. So don't like, and it's, you can't pray in such situation you not see something. It's because you are praying lege, logo, on your bed. One leg on the wall because you want to fly to a witchcraft meeting, and the other leg, one hand on your phone, checking who want to test you by 23:59. That is 1 minute to 12. You are checking that and you are saying you are in town. How will you see vision? Oh, you see what's up? That's all you see. Are you with me? Be a supernatural believer. See things. See service before service starts. See the man that will come that you will minister to. See the case, the condition that will come. Be a supernatural man. Don't be dull like this. I beg you. Not like this. I know you are smart. I'm just saying, don't be dull. Don't be dull. Let your eyes be open. Ministry is supernatural. And do you know, and more reason, hope you know, we are not trying to, in this church, we're not trying to put ministry as secondary to our life. We have put it as primary. And we refuse to go to places where we can easily be doing it, and we say, we can't kill ourselves, we are facing areas that, that if you don't pray, you will be prayed. Amen. So, how will you pray? This small, let me not use that as an example again. And we send all of you without having your parents' contact. Selah. So we must pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we must pray.
We
pray, you see. I love to say, do you know, before they captured Paul, do you know how many persecution he escaped? In fact, the one they captured, I hope you know it was deliberate. Do you know how many prophecies are coming to that again under utterance? Do you know how many specific prophecies or utterances were given that guy, this one you are going on, this is the end? He said, okay, I know, I'm going. That means nothing was by accident. Praise God. Can we have believers like that? Yes. Amen, amen. It's simple. No, avoid that street for now. You avoid it. You ask the sin, they want to preach in the place. They say, no, Holy Ghost, don't go. You want to pray, don't go. Okay, go to this place. And guess what? That place they went to, they still arrested them and put them in prison. Who knows what would have happened if they had gone to the first two places? Praise God. Say, I'm supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
Say, I'm alert.
I'm alert.
Say, I'm always on.
I'm always on.
Say, WhatsApp has not killed my spirit.
WhatsApp has not killed my spirit.
I don't say it very well. Sorry, always. We'll not. Whichever. That's the point. The issue, though, like, I think there's a prophecy, is that not in Hosea? Where is this? Would you that in the end of the year, that knowledge shall increase? Is it Hosea? I don't know where it is. Okay, so, and some people have interpreted that okay, what we are seeing nowadays as ability, is it the ability for people to send messages across, Bible all over, e-Bible, everything, and that is the knowledge increasing. Hope you know, as the knowledge increased, distraction increased too. How many of you watched that video I put on the group? You watched it, right? From the church in China. Hope you know, we are joking. We are joking. We'll be praying on you. It's hot. It's hot. 13 hours to a meeting on a train. A meeting that if you are arrested, if you are caught, it's 3 years in prison. And they have been there before. Memorize Bible. Memorize. And in prison, and we will be judged. God has to have mercy on us. God, you must do something, God. It's not our fault. We are born in Nigeria. Hallelujah. So, and that thing that we say in the secular is applies there, that to whom much is given. And let's, so what is our own scripture for that? A doubt called a servant. That means, are you caged? Don't bother. That means that little you can do it. Is everything against you? You could not do what you can. But if you are free, what must you do? I will show you the microphone if you don't get it. If you are free, what must you do? Use it rather. Who is not free here? I didn't see anybody that is not free here right now. Unless those of you that you have allowed things to cage you. You have allowed things to unfree you. So you say, but if you are free, use it. That is the issue of the parable of the 5, 2, and 1 talent. That is Collins, of his history, right? The one that he was given 5. Looks like you have more. He worked with it. Somebody was now given one. Say, ah, me, I was born, I don't know Bible, I don't know how to cram Bible, I don't know. Ah, all these people are just quoting Greek word. Where is the Greek word? Ah, I'm not doing it. Ah. You now bury the 1 talent. The little you can. Is it Greek word that saves people? Or the simplicity of the gospel? And brethren, what saves people? Why do you think we are quoting the plenty Greek words? It's for your further assurance. In fact, we are teaching much like this so that you can be convinced of that simplicity. We are not going to this state now. You are going to start with, can the Bible be wrong? Christ died. He was buried. He rose again. Amen, amen. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But there is no other name given among men that should be saved than the name of Jesus. That whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. But there is no difference between the Jew, Greek, and also Yoruba, for the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. How shall they believe without a preacher? And I'm a preacher, and I'm here today. I bring unto you the good tidings which shall be to all men. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. So, talking about prayers. So write this down. Prayer is a bridge between man and God's will. So I was saying everything must be explained, right? Prayer is like a bridge between man and God's will for man. Between man and God's will for man. That's prayers. That's a simple way you can see. It's something that connects man to God's will. Prayer is to trust God. Prayer is to trust God. So, you can say, okay, these Pauline prayers, prayers for knowledge, why is it that important? Why is it that important? Why don't we pray all manners of prayers? Why do we just choose this? What is in the Pauline prayers? What is in the eyes of my understanding to be enlightened? What is there for me? What is there? Go back to Genesis 1 again from verse 1. Why the Pauline prayers? Why is it that important? See, it looked like joke, eh? It looked like joke. I didn't know if I've told you. Looking for 1,000 graduates of workers in training in 5 years. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. And we have 20 already. Amen. We mean 980. Praise God. Paracletos. Hallelujah. Praise God. But guess what? The 20, there's only from Abuja and Kaduna alone. That means we have plenty in waiting. Praise God. Remember, what is that song? From one to another, we light up each other. With my path, you take it further. From one to one to one, we see it happen. How impossible is it? It's not. You know, if I do a simple mathematics for you, if I do a simple mathematics of if just one person brings. For one person alone brings 5. So 5 is too much. Brings 2. And those 2 goes in turn to bring other 2 for each training. for each training set, each. By the time we do the permutation and combination for you right now, those are plenty rubbish for statistics. By the time we do it for you now, you will see that it's so easy. It's just play your part. That's all. Just play your part. Don't look at the big picture. It's not only you. God, Jesus was not speaking to one person in Matthew 28. He said, when he was saying go to all the world, was he talking to one person? No, it's a group. And when we are saying 1,000 graduates of Occas in training, we are not talking about, it's not an indefinite assembly. We are talking about 1,000 people who must have drilled in the world like this. Hallelujah. And we are going to take all of them, as many of them are available, we push them to this knot. And say the knot will not change. Are you with me? And I said, not to be not change. It will change. It will change. Ministries that are there too already, they will be strengthened further. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So see yourself to be active in this plan of God. To be active. Active. So I'm saying Genesis 1, verse 1. We are talking about the Pauline prayers. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, want to go? Yes, sir. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the dark. Hallelujah. Go to Habakkuk 2. So what is light? Of course, the knowledge of the gospel. See, go to Habakkuk 2. Now God said, let there be light. Let there be light. Let as a result of the Spirit moving on the face of the deep, God said, let there be light. Light will shine as a result of the workings of the Spirit. The workings of the Spirit is seen in the activities of the preacher. It's all figurative. Spirit moving over the face of the water. Don't imagine God swimming like Juliet in the swimming pool of Pacific. No, that is the activity of preaching the gospel. Now, see Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. You need all you all to be here. Let's see it together. Habakkuk 2, 14. I have decided before. Oh God. Let me leave that. Ephesians 2, Habakkuk 2, 14. One, two, go, sir. Let's read, yes. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters. See, the day you hear that I left. The day you heard that I left here, I went to start a church in Wuse, say that I have lost ministry. It will only get more hidden. I've seen the danger in pursuing people who are pursuing something else. I've seen the danger. And I've told myself, so. I will send, people are too, who is too sure. To the place, they will go. No, yeah. After mentioning it, it still came like an ultras. But me, I won't go. It will be, and then you now hear Lagos. Just know I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. So it's as strong as that. You ought to just be hearing is from here to Tamaturu, That is what you will hear of me. I'm not saying those places are forbidden. I'm saying I love those who have time for God. They make the job easier. But those who are, and after the end of the whole year struggle, generally now they don't have a kobo in their account again. They have finished it. The struggle of last year that they could not serve God. January, their account is really zero, red. You get that? They have finished everything on Leia. Sorry, not Leia. What is it? We have gone to Christmas now. Okay. We have finished everything now. We are back. We are reset. And that's the work that did not allow you to have time. And the money is gone. gone. Now you're after another one. There's a lady that my dad usually, I didn't know if you remember that lady that usually sell puff in their house. I usually pass every morning. My dad usually look at her every morning. Pass every morning. When it's now December, she sell puff. When it's now December, everything she has worked for, she will now buy plenty things, buy rice, buy this, buy plenty things. She will now go to her village. She will now come back empty. So she work a year, sell puff a year for one event, just so that when I go to the village, I can what? Sure, I can. You leave my dad. So I just say, Daddy, why are you looking at this? leave her alone. So so please don't get me. Please surely don't get me wrong. I trust you. I know you don't get me wrong. All we are just saying is what needs to be done should must be done. It must be done. I will keep saying that. Some people have hate me for it. It doesn't matter. Amen. Praise God. Bubu has not hated me for it. That's enough. Habakkuk 2 verse 14 again. So let's read this one to go. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen, amen. So now this is like, remember this statement right now? This is not a statement that you will read and you go and sleep, right? This will be what? Banking upon the responsibility of saints. Like, banking upon saints picking up responsibility. This statement is banking on saints picking up responsibility. So the question is, what is the glory of God? He's saying the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of his glory. You know, some people have called IT the glory of God, right? Oh, it's Bitcoin. It's awesome. Oh, wow. It's here. See the globe. See the London Eye. Wow. Now we're in digital age. Everything is going binary. Very soon right now, in fact, they put a microchip in your... In fact, they are already predicting, don't worry, we'll recruit human beings. We'll live forever. God will continue. I'm looking at... All the previous professors, philosophers that have tried to defy death, they all died. I mean, they have tried to look for immortality, they all died. God is saying there's a problem. They are saying, don't worry, technology will solve it. Don't worry. Go ahead. Praise God. They all died. You think that people are looking for immortality? They don't want to die. They don't want to die. The dead will say, don't worry, you won't die. And you'll be dead. So, what is the glory of God? I'm just sorry, I use that as an instruction to ask a question that, what is the glory of God? Now, today, obviously, open technology has helped us so much. E.g., there was a time that albinos are seen as spirit, as demonic beings, something like that. At the time that if you're a twin, they will kill one of you. At the time that small sickness that common ampicillin will solve, it will kill a whole generation. It will kill thousands of people. That those simple antibiotics today will solve, and they will be calling it a plague from God in those dark ages. Hope you know how many people have died of malaria until chloroquine. Hope no chloroquine is a savior. That is an angel. You don't know. His name is in Revelation, unto the angel of the church of Chloe. Mosquito killing people until. President, that all these Amala, all those, you know, just came. Amala has been around for a while. Before he's rock chloroquine, you must take three, four, take. You will scratch, you take everything with it. You see, scratch. How many days? 4 days. So in that, they say, don't worry. And some of you, if they give you and you vomit it, what's the next thing? Bring your bum, shook it. Oh God! And the first one is two. They give you two with what's the name of the other one? It's not Feninga. Oh God! Thank you, Jesus. No, I've given up on life before. I say I'm a sickler. Don't worry, I'm a sickler. Without, I just concluded. I said, don't worry, I'm blessed. I said, I'm tired. Don't worry. I remember a day I was in school. I said, I was just on the bed. I was running again. I said, okay, God, now, okay, this is too much. I've treated everything. It's not working. He said, God, let us go. Let's go, okay? And I was already ready. I was on the bed. Let's go. And actually, it looks like I went to later. One mosquito now woke me up again. Hey. But now, so see where I'm going. And in the, okay, who knows the age of floppy disk? That thing, how many megabytes do you think it is? Some of them is 500 kilobytes. I didn't know. You may not value that. Floppy disks. The days of night browsing. Say, I want to go and browse. Just two, and two sites. Just Yahoo, Hotmail. What else? That's all. And say, but this is a hitch that's, oh God. Now we have, we have 1 terabyte memory card. Memory card, 1 terabyte. I know you may not value that. 1 terabyte memory card is like, you will have more like 5,000 movies in just a single chip. Before, your old VHS player that you buy a rewinder for. You know, rewinder that you use, and after the thing that's. So it's very easy to see what is happening today and say, this is the glory of God. This is what God is talking about. Wow. Now I see everywhere. It is a lot, MTN, although at times there is no network, and a girl will be shouting at you, the account balance is too low, and everything. But see the glory of God everywhere. Now, ladies are beautiful. They have nice Z. Yo, no Z again. And so, I said, don't worry. It's very soon it's coming. We are going to have ultrasonic and travel. You will travel from across continents in just 1 hour. The glory of God. What is the glory of God? That's a question. Amen. Revelation, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. 2 Peter 1, 17. For he received from God the Father of honor and glory, where there came such a voice from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Again, if you are there, 17 again. Let's read together. Want to go, please. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, where there came such a voice from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. See Revelation chapter 4, verse 9. We are looking, tracing the glory of God. Where is the glory of God? Where do we find the glory of God? Don't forget that one. Say, Jesus received from God honor and glory. What of Revelation chapter 4, verse 9? And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, talking about our eternal salvation. Actually, the 24 elders fall down before him and that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. You know, actually, it's a tautology to say God is living forever. That's tautology. This is talking about a man. You get that later in our Jesus. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, let me want to go, yes, sir. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive what? Glory and honor and power, for thou art created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. Who is this talking about? First Peter and the rush to Colossians chapter. Is it chapter 1? Yes, this should be chapter 1. Say, for all things were created for and by. Look for that verse for me. That should be verse 16. Okay, let's read 15 to 17, Colossians 1. Please ensure you are there. 15 to 17, want to go. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every, for by him were all things that are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. And 17, want to go. Is before all things and by him. Okay, go back to Revelation now, chapter 5, verse 12. So then you know who Revelation 4:11 is talking about. It's talking about Christ. It's talking about Christ. A man that does not have beginning. You don't say he lives forever and ever. It's not talking about God. It's talking about Christ. Okay, it's talking about his kingdom, his domain, his work. Okay, Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is he that was slain to receive power and with and strength and honor and glory and 13, and every creature which is in the heaven and on earth and under the heaven and of such are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, bless and honor and glory and power be unto him that seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. You can see now that he specified that it is the Lamb that is for what? Ever and ever. Now, but if you look at Revelation 5:13, there should be a comparison there with Genesis 1:26 and 27. Quickly flip to Genesis 1:26 and 27. You see there is a comparison there. You see all those things that it's mentioning, earth, sea, under the earth, heaven. So, just look at that briefly, and I'll continue. So, now in Revelation 5:13, it says, every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such that are in the sea, and all that are in them, head. Say, head. Come on, Kevin, are you now? You can read the Bible. Come on, move to the front. Come on. Okay, he's copying something. Okay, no problem. He said, the head. Head. That means the head. The head of the eternal domain of his Savior. That's the preaching of the gospel. Don't forget this revelation. Now, 14. Now, and the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever. And John 17. I'm saying when you are just hearing things that live in heaven, in earth, under the sea, you see, don't imagine that Jesus is a king over fishes, king over bird, king over octopus, king of, what again? Relax. Those ones are created for men. He lives in the heart of men. Praise God. Say, God is living inside of me.
God is living inside of me.
Yeah, that's the domain of God is with men. It's not in trees. God is not living. You know, we say we have living things and non-living things. You know, plant, animal kingdom. Animal, species, phylum, vertebra, those are rubbish. That is not. God does not live in Sparrowgera and Amoeba. That's not God. Amen? God lives in men. Say men.
Amen.
So, I didn't say amen. Say men.
Amen.
So, everything else that you call living things, they are just made like unto man. None of them have a spirit. Goat does not have a spirit. You understand? Maybe have a spirit. The spirit will be serious. Goat has no spirit. Chickens have no spirit. We can kill them during Christmas. Chicken has no spirit. Otherwise, we'll be judged by them. So, those are just things that exist in both, thinking and body level alone. That's just, so they all mirrored man. They all mirrored man. This is it's some idiot that said that we are the one that is mirroring them. And some people are idiots. Very, very, very ludicrous people. How can you can see ape that does not have sense? Can say somebody that has sense came up from a sense. So you know something is wrong. Something is very wrong. That's Romans 1:28, as they did not like to what? Retain God there. What would happen? Go. God said, okay, don't worry, go. Don't worry. You will serve monkey. Don't worry. You don't like me. You will serve monkey. And today, the Malu that some of you kill today in India, what they do to Malu? They bow down to it. They worship Malu. See? Stupidity. You don't like God? You will like Malu. You will bow down to Malu. A cow will die. They will do burial for it. Burial. Cow. No more. Cow. Thank you. Sorry. John 17, verse 1. This was spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes into heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, and the Son may also glorify thee. Verse 2. And as thou hast given, you can see that, glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee. Okay. And thou, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, you can see power over what? Power over what? All flesh there is talking about what? Men. Say men. Thank you. When you are seeing the next explanation of creation in Romans chapter 8, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, it's not talking about creation. It's not talking about, it's talking about men. Go and read that. I think that Greek word should be anthropos too. Just check it. I know I've explained it before in one forgotten series that Pastor John refused to set a question on. Verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give what? Eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Verse 3, 1 to go. Come on. What is eternal life? Yes. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou art sent. Let me read 4. You read 5. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Say, I will say this someday. Say, I will say this someday.
I will say this someday.
Read what I say now. Say it on Sunday. Someday, amen, someday. See what I say? I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Say, I will say this someday.
I will say this someday.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, that's my desire. It's never too late, right? To get back on track, right? Praise God, it's not too late to get back on track. Not too late. Okay, now verse 5 is where I'm going. Verse 5, want to go, please. And now, O Father, glorify thou me, thy own self, with the what? Glory. Which what? I had with thee before thee. So the glory of Christ, was it new? Was it fresh? No, with the glory that I have with thee before the world was. That's to tell you that Jesus is God that became a man. That's the only way you can exist before the world was. That is to tell you that this is just telling you that Jesus is God that became a man. So, back to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Jesus is God that became a man. That's what he's saying. Well done, well done. I said the only way Jesus can make that statement that glorify me with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Although he was distincting himself from him, yet we know the only way you can be before the world was is not as a small boy of God, it's as God. That is what Philippians 2 clearly made clear, that although he was God, yet he made himself of no reputation and he humbled himself to the death, even the death of the cross. We'll get there later. Okay, go back to Habakkuk 2:14, please. Help me. Now I'm saying a lot. I don't think anything I'm saying right now is new. It's not new. Habakkuk 2:14. Of course, I mean, it's not new to a different assembly. It may be new to you, actually. Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled. Say filled. What's the meaning of field? Come on, what's the meaning of field? Come on, what's the meaning of field? Anyway, what's a bottle? Transparent bottle? Come on. Let's ensure everybody understands what's a transparent bottle. You only drink pure water. You see your life. Amen. Come on, bring a bottle. Amen. For the earth shall be filled. Say the earth shall be filled. Is it full? Uh-oh. Yes, Waco. You don't understand. You should have said at least. You should have said he tried. I know judges should say, but he didn't try. So, but what if he's now here? At the stage of presenting Nigeria, where do you think we are? Amen, amen. Father, we have to fill it up. You are reducing the content. Say the archer will be filled.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With the knowledge of the confiscated, amen. With the knowledge, of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Hallelujah. So, what will the earth be filled with? The knowledge of the glory of God. So, that will be the knowledge of Christ. God wants the earth to be filled with the knowledge of Christ. Because we have seen that the glory of God is Christ-centered. The glory of God is seen in Christ. The earth shall be filled with that knowledge of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Say we see it happen. Say we see it happen. Hallelujah. We see it happen, actually. We see it happen. The earth shall be filled. So, the knowledge of the glory of God refers to the gospel of Christ. The knowledge of Christ is the gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ. So, shall you write this down? God cannot be known outside the gospel of Christ. God cannot be known outside the gospel of Christ. So you cannot say that the glory of God is in IT, the glory of God is in seculars, the glory of God is in, okay, they will say, okay, if you are a nurse, ensure you are nursing people very well, that's the glory of God in your field. If you are a banker, if you are a banker, ensure you don't miss figures, ensure you are doing your work very well, that's the glory of God. If you are a tailor, ensure you give them better mini skirts, better this, that's the glory of God in your field. If you are a fighter, ensure you what? Punch very well, hallelujah, that's the glory of God in your feed. If you're an armed robber, how do you show you are caught? that's your own glory. They should be caught. Sad. Now if you are so the glory of God is not divided into that academic institution. Are you with me? Like in school now, you know, I mean, hope you know, you could easily be carried away with the number of topics, things we do. Like philosophy, you did philosophy, we have engineering, right? Okay. How many grades are you? Where are you? Glory. Okay, glory. Okay, let's mention the faculties in your school, yes? Engineering, yes? Education, yes? Admin, law, school, social science, arts, medicals, environmentals, mathematics, pharmaceuticals, awesome. Yes, Uniben, you have anything to add? Sorry. So now see, you know, you didn't mention architecture. It's part of it. No, is you know, the trend is to worship these things as the download of God to men. Yes, it is. But that is God. I'm coming to that EWN Kenyon stuff. That is just a proof to men that there's more to you. All those of you there is man showing man that there is more to man. I don't know if you get me. That is man showing man that there is more to us. Have you read all this Einstein theorem? Einstein, photoelectric, all those, oh God. In this age, we are not wise again. We are done now. I hope you know. I'm serious. I'm not joking. We are dull in this age. Hope you know they speak better grammar before. Yes, sir. Rick gave you now. You know, you see what is there? At least, okay, all those are your nobles. No, read nobles. Which ones, like the real ones that, like even their construction of words before. Today, you just, everything is things fall apart. You know, everything is just. So, like that, I'm saying that intelligent faculty of man is to tell man that there's a God somewhere. That's not the knowledge of God. That intelligent faculty of man is to reveal to man that there's a God somewhere. That is not the knowledge of God. Philosophy is not the knowledge of God. Further mass is not the knowledge of God. May it not be. In Jesus' name. Right, who will make it? Amen. Physics is not the knowledge of God. Enter abstract physics. IT is not the knowledge of God. They are intelligence in man to just show that there is more to man. Hallelujah. Because the truth is that where all this thing is coming from, you see, something, you know, like somebody will say, you see a nice tall building, you say, wow, what a magnanimous work of art. Wow, what treason that, wow, that is awesome. You see a fighting, you say, wow, these are the work of the two brothers, two right brothers, wow. Say, awesome. You now see thunderstorm, sea mountains, eh? This one. Nobody created it. Say it's Big Bang. You know that? You saw building, two blocks, say that is a man. Saw mountain, say that is
by chance. No, something's wrong, guy. Something's wrong.
Thank you. Hebrews 1 verse 1 now. Hope you wrote that down, that God cannot be known outside the gospel of Christ. God cannot be known outside the gospel of Christ. So Hebrews 1:1, God, same God, who has sundry times diverse men and spoke to the in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days now spoken unto us by who? His Son, whom he appointed heir of how many things? All things, by whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3, help me want to go, yes, sir. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah. Say the Son is the brightness of his glory. Say is the express image of his person. So when we say, so Jesus being the perfect image of his person, it means what we see in Jesus is what we see in God. What we see in Jesus is what we see in God. The knowledge of Jesus is the knowledge of God. Don't forget, he is the express image of his person. Is that clear, guys? Hope I'm not giving some people a spoil for their exam today. Okay, I've not gotten to the other ones. So he is the perfect image of his person. This is why I said, is it on Facebook or here, that the eternal security of our salvation is the greatest teacher of God's character. That's redemption that Jesus did. That is the greatest teacher of God's character. Why we know God cannot do evil is because he saved very well. Hallelujah. It's because he saved without repentance. We're going to examine some few Old Testament texts on Sunday. Back to John 17:3. So Jesus is the perfect image of his person. So also write this down. The knowledge of Jesus is not different from the knowledge of God. The knowledge of Jesus is not differentiated. It's not differentiated. Not right, differentiated. Differentiated means something else in this church. The knowledge of Jesus is not different. It's not secluded. It's not outside the knowledge of God. In fact, the knowledge of Jesus is the knowledge of God. What you know about Jesus is what you know about God. Because he is the express image of his person. Express image of his person. So in John 17 now, verse 3 again, he said, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God. He didn't stop there. That is Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. It's not like no God and no Jesus. No, it's no God in Christ. Again, I'm reading John 17:3 again. So you see that eternal life is that you know God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So it's not that no God and no Jesus. Some people will say, well, maybe in Islam you only know God. In Christianity you know both God and Jesus. No, if you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. You've got no clue, guy. Professor, you've got no clue. Baba Balis, you've got no clue. You disdain the Son, you don't know the Father. Because the Father is only seen in the Son. Amen. Okay, Matthew 11 again, 25. I'm just trying to stick with what I have here. The knowledge of Christ is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of Christ is the knowledge of God. What you know about Christ is what can be known about God. It's not different. It's not secluded. Praise God. Okay, Matthew 11:25. There I saw this scripture in the better light. I cried. I said, wow, this is awesome. See, from let's read from 25 together. Are you with me, brethren? Please sit right and let's wait for Miss Peace. Is it Miss Peace or Miss Peace? Which one do you prefer? I'm still waiting for my appy. By next week, I'm not saying appy, I'm going to push you out of this church. Is that clear? Is that clear? I'm not joking. You are already in Christ. Appy is... Sorry, that's a joke. So I need happy. Yeah, you can go. I need happy. Just give me happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So Matthew 11:25. Let's read together, please. Want to go? At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto even as so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. Luke 27, we slowly want to go. Help me. All things are delivered unto me of my and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Read that again. No man knoweth the Son but the neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Is that clear, guys? Checkmate, clear. There are not two ways to God. Some people say, well, all the different religions in the world, there are different windows into the same room. That maybe Christianity may be the door, but we have a window that is called Islam, and that window that is called atheism, and that window that is called what? Buddhism, and that window that is called what? Paganism. Windows, imagine. Window. Can you say that? Is that not ridiculous? Window. And just say, anybody that does not come through the door is a what? Is a thief, a robber. Ulele. Come, catch him. So, please, I want you to merge 27 to 28 together and read again. Want to go? All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Come unto me, all ye that was labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you. So the labor and heavy laden in verse 28, is he talking about those who did not pass work? Is it after you have failed jam how many times? Like 6 times. Now did IGMB failed again? Is that what he's talking about? So what is the labor and heavy laden? Those who are looking for God, they are looking for God through different things, looking for God through this way, through that way. Say, let me wash my bum bum before I pray. Maybe I will find God. Let me go to Mecca. Let me go to even Jerusalem. Finding God. You are still going to the tomb of Jesus looking for God. You won't find him there. It's not in the tomb. Amen. So, when he says, see a clear I will come to this on Sunday, actually. But see a marker there. Should I just skip that? Sheba. He said, and he to whomsoever the Son will what? Revealing. But he's saying in John 17 that the knowledge of the Son and Father is life eternal. That would mean two people knew the Father, the Son, and whoever is born again. Praise God. You don't get that. You get it on Sunday. He gets. Okay, come unto me, all ye that was labor and are heavy laden. What will I do to you? I will satisfy your curiosity. Hallelujah. I will give you rest. You won't have to labor. You won't have to go. Kevin, you're not writing. You're looking at me too much. So in the name of Jesus, I promote you to the front. Come to the front. Thank you. Emoji. Praise God. Show us you will be a pastor sooner than you expect. Amen, amen. Say we watch. Say we celebrate you. Amen, amen. He has received his portfolio. We are looking for somebody to go to Iran. Amen. Yeah. I know. You change your face. You change your address immediately. Relax. Hallelujah. No, some people usually say that this is by the way, that there is no money, that there is poverty. There is no poverty in the world. There is poverty, but do you know why there is poverty? It's selfishness. You know it's selfishness. The money we use to buy all those terrible asnas. The money we feed the whole world. Along, you understand? What people are investing into destruction. That's why people are hungry. Say, don't tell Trump that I say that. Anyway, so see, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? Rest unto your soul. For my yoke is what? Easy, and my bonding is light. Hallelujah. So it's clear and And see 1 Timothy again 2 verse 3. It's open there. You should note that off and use it in your preaching. This is good, acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4, use it. If you don't open, you quote that thing and you don't open. If you quote it, you quote, you will be quoted. Who will have how many men? All men to be saved and to what? Come to the knowledge. Say knowledge. You can see that salvation is also used in tandem as the knowledge of the truth. As the knowledge of the truth. I've told you that. Don't be quick. Don't be too harsh on unbelievers for them to. Rather than be telling them, yeah, say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I know I'm a sinner. I confess. I confess. I believe. I believe. Jesus died for me. I know he died. Yeah? What the, that is not gospel. Teach him to understanding. With the heart, man what? Believe it. He will say with his mouth what he has believed in his heart. You keep teaching him until the heart receives the message. You don't have to worry anything. I've told you, if you get a man filled with the Holy Ghost, do your best. Unless God is calling you in some place, spend 30 minutes with him. Wes, I bet you, that tongue, you will come back next week and you'll be, hey, they're speaking tongues. I don't know. Spend time. Are you with me? Spend time. Don't force him to interpret after you. You can interpret after 1 minute. Don't you relax now, emoji. Let him do it 15 minutes. You know how long the spirit has been dead? Spirit has been dead for a long time. Give him time. Let him express. If you want to tear it, so let him tear it. Mama, hey, say more. More, hey. He's getting there. Don't force him. You will touch to pass him and you will. Yes, interpret now. I'm going somewhere. Pastor is calling me. You're not giving me an interpretation that is against scripture. And you'll be saying that the guy, you'll be asking him again. Spend time. Say, spend time. Spend time. I think I first learned that from Pastor Seku too. Spend time. So, who we have all men to be saved and that is to come to know your truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So now, now it's clear, right? So, the knowledge of Christ is the what? It's the knowledge of God. Now, but there's a problem. So, don't forget we are trying to explain Ephesians 1:15 and to 17, 18. There's a problem. You can see now that God himself cannot be seen as God. God himself, you can't see God as God. That means to know God, you must know him in Christ. You can't know him as God. That means you cannot pursue the knowledge of God outside Christ. God is seen in another. God is seen in Christ. Let me say it again. God is seen in Christ, not in God. God is seen in Christ, not in God. God is seen in Christ, not in God. That means, do you get what I'm trying to say, sir? That means, you don't say I'm looking for God, and you are saying, God, where are you? God, where are you? You look at who? Christ. But don't forget, God is a spirit, right? Now, let me backtrack now. God is a spirit, and why man, please write this down, but say there's a problem. The problem is that God is a spirit. Why man is predominantly alive in his soul and body? That's the problem. Don't forget, say I'm backtracking. How and why was God only found in Christ? And now I'm saying God is a spirit. Why man is predominantly alive only in his what? Soul and body. In his soul and body. Predominantly. In his soul and body. You see 1 Corinthians 15:45. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And so it is written, the first man was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a what? Quickening spirit. I told you that first man is made a living soul. He is walking. It's not God that made him a living soul. He's working in progress. So now, man is primarily alive in his senses. Write that down. Man, the natural man, rather, or the universal man. We use those two words interchangeably. The natural man or the universal man is primarily alive in his senses. You see the same thing in Ephesians 2, from verse 1. The universal man, natural man, is alive in his senses, in his senses, in his senses. See Ephesians 2 from verse 1. And you are his quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. Now you can see in that verse 3, in time past, in the lust of what? Our flesh, fulfilling the desires of what? Of the flesh and of the mind. Again, so what's the trait of the man, of the natural man? He just wants to fulfill the desires of what? The flesh and of the mind, not the spirit. So now, again, God is a spirit, but man is alive in his senses. So, two things must happen for God and man to know each other. Also, for man to know God is either man step up or God step down. Write that down. It's either man should step up to be alive in his spirit, or God should step down. Is either man what does what? Step up to divinity, or divinity steps down to humanity. Now that brings me to a quick topic of holiness, which I think I trashed out very well in our salvation past 20, maybe 19 and 20, something like that. Okay, so now hope you know in the Old Testament, God is called holy because of that separation. That separation. Why was God called holy? Holy is the Lamb. Holy is the holy. Is the holy. God is holy. God is holy. It's because of separation. Because God was separated from man. I will explain that. Just right now. God was called holy because of separation. No, sorry. Not God separated from man. Please write it very well. Man is separate from God. It's man that runs away. Eh? It's not God. Eh? It's man that is running away. Because man has not received that spirit of God. So that is why God was called holy. But guess what? In the New Testament, we are called holy. Meaning, we are at home with God. We are a royal priesthood, right? An holy nation, right? A peculiar people. So, but before redemption, when I say Old Testament, I mean before redemption, God is called holy because of that separation. So, man cannot decode God. It's like two different operating systems. It's like two very different operating systems. Man cannot decode God. So, which one happened? Is it that man stepped up or God stepped down?
God stepped down.
Are you sure? Is that all that happened? Both happened, but in order. At the end of the day, both of them happened, but in order. God stepped down into humanity so that man can step up to divinity. God stepped down to humanity so that man can step up to divinity. So that's clear. When did God step down to humanity? In the incarnation. In the incarnation. In the incarnation. Please focus on these many parts. In the incarnation. And guess what? You see that all our new series now, that it will be simpler because of the foundations we have laid. See that Revelation 13:8. Let me explain something here. 13:8. So now, although man, God stepped down in the incarnation, but since when has God planned it? From the beginning, right? That is God's plan from the beginning, but it only happened when Christ died. Now, see Revelation 13 verse 8. I want us to read it slowly. One, two, go, yes, us, and all that dwell upon the earth, shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, the way you look at this place now, it will look like Jesus has been killed before what? The foundation of the world. Like people have said that, Jesus. Saying that Jesus has been appearing. If you read Genesis 3, you see that it is God, Jesus that is walking in the cool of the day with Adam. Let me read the good news. What's good news, Bible? What's good news there? Anybody has good news? Let me read the good news for you. All people living on earth will worship, except those whose names were written before the creation of the world in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb that was killed. Let me read that again. Please try and see this. See the difference. Just follow me mentally. All people living on earth. Okay, write it down. Everybody write it down. That's better. You now compare it with your KJV. All people living on earth will worship it. Except those whose name were written before the creation of the world in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb that was killed. All people living on earth will worship it, except those whose names were written before the creation of the world in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb that was killed. Now, you and your neighbor, check the difference, spot two or three differences between KJV and that place. I will also just wrote that. You and your neighbor, be fast. Read KJV, don't rush you. First, we are doing this one. Come on, you are Bible scholars. Look at it. So differentiate the two and now pick one. Which one is correct? That's the question. With your knowledge of scripture, which one is correct? Sir Christy. Sorry for what happened. Differentiate. I mean, separate. Do some DYDX. Gloria, Adam. From high to manifestation. It's a season for glorious manifestation. It's a time for us to start. Alan is so good, da da da. Right?
Awesome is your name. I do glorious justice.
So pick, compare the two and pick one. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Tried. Yes, Staros. Can you spot the first difference? See, Staros Mary. Okay, yeah. Use of E and it, right? Okay, so that means if you read that verse in isolation, you can confuse that E to mean that they are worshiping Jesus. Right? So immediately you are seeing it. Already clarify that that was not Jesus that they were worshiping. And of course, if you read the verse before, it will be very clear. Thank you. That's a good point. Yes, another person who is going another point? Any other difference? That's divine. Yes, sir. Good. Ah. No, it's not the business. That's not what I'm laughing at. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Using a better word. Yes, who can expand that more? In that group? You talk, I'll punch you. Somebody else? Come on, peace. What can you see there? Anything else? Okay, same thing, right? Okay, so do you have anything different? Speak. Just speak now. You see that? So just keep quiet. Don't talk. So which one should we see? So which version makes it clearer? Anybody for KJV? The explanation? I know you view a KJV. It's obvious what you have here. For you. You believe KJV is your father's translation. Arrangement. What is double negation? Minus times minus is what? So once you put accept and not, how are you saying? Once you put accept, don't put not now. Because of Calvin's theory, will you throw away predestination? Is there a predestination?
Yes.
So that was the first thing to agree with. Praise God. So, have you done Calvinism? Okay, you have written it in your exam. You have not done it in deed. Amen. You know, so you get there. You keep breaking the binding wall until it's broken. Praise God. It will be broken. So, and actually what... Say something? What are you doing there? So anyway, and what would you say? It's very key, yeah? That some people can... But you know, the evil in that KJV is worse. Because KJV is implying that Jesus has been killed. That means when he just appeared on earth, he was just doing what? Team trick. He was just, I've been killed before. This is just the after clip. Something like that. So, but the other one, it will not look like, okay, some people are already elected. But now, we all know that election was for the procedure, not for the individual people. What was decided before the foundation of the world is, make sure you're writing something down, is how salvation will come to be. It will be by grace, not by works. So, that has been decided before the foundation of the world. So, if you find yourself either by crook like Jacob, in grace, you are saved. And if you walk like an elephant, and you reject grace, you are not saved. So, what was actually elected is the pattern of salvation. So, the predestination of God is not for individuals, is for Christ. So, whosoever is in Christ is who is what? Saved. Sephine. So, write this down. The book of life is Christ. Simple. So, what are the people written from the foundation of the world? Those in Christ. What are their names?
In Christ.
How do I now get into Christ? Whosoever believe. Exactly. So don't race towards the doctrine of, yes, me, I'm born again. Because God, look at me, say, your name is Ezekiel. Let them call you Ezekiel. It means you should be born again. But then somebody that they call his name Oju, say, you can never. No matter how much you try. But this one, Ezekiel, you know, Elohim, is the name of God. So don't worry. No matter what, if you like, drink beer. If you like, open your eyes. If you like, drink beer. If you like, don't curse God. Don't worry. Before you go, you will just find yourself. Someone will just come and preach to you. 2 minutes before you go, you will receive Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's proceed. So, Jesus was not killed from the foundation of the world, but the knowledge of his death was available from the foundation of the world. Write that down. The knowledge of his death. That knowledge of his death has been available from the foundation of the world. That means all he will do to save us has been written. Please write this down. The knowledge of his death is also part of the revelation of God. The knowledge of his death is also part of the revelation of God. Not revelations. Revelation of God.
I think I have just too much scripture. Yeah, read it. Be close.
The knowledge of his death is also part of the revelation of God. You know, it's so funny, that when people are expecting a God that will come and kill Herod, a God that will come and go scatter everywhere, we saw a God that came in a manger. We saw a God that they had to take him to Egypt to escape. Are you with me? Are you with me? No, I said something. I said that knowledge, okay? That frailty is part of the knowledge of God. I will explain. We saw one that we rather hide than repay evil for evil. That is the type of God we see.
But me, we have not written this today now. And it's paying you, brother. Employ it. Some point of the typing. Don't worry, it's good. You want, just employ, go and bring somebody else from outside. Be learning, so be writing. I
I will work. No, I will appreciate it. That one will not be learning. Don't worry. You will be learning. That will be right. I will take it. Just say, no snipers, you know, they have spotters, are they? Yeah, I'm not to bring my own spotter to church. Then we'll sit beside you. At least it will be times two. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, funny. Imagine John the Baptist was killed and God did not retaliate. That's a lot. We saw a God that came and he was hungry. In fact, we saw a God that came that was arrested. A God that was crucified. That died. Genesis 3:15. And that knowledge has been available from Genesis. Please get this right. All this is to teach us who God is. All this is to teach us who God is. That humanity of Jesus is part of the teaching ministry of God. All this is to teach us. Kevin, see for a second. Very soon I will teach for 8 hours in this place. And I will ensure you don't stand up. Don't worry. All this is to teach us who God is. All this is to teach us who God is. See, just Genesis 3:15, this knowledge has been available since. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Wow. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. We look at that scripture more in our Jesus. So again, don't forget, I said, that's Genesis 3:15. Don't forget, I said, God must step down, and man must step up. Both of them are equally important. This is just be writing as much as you can remember. I say both of them are equally important. So, for instance, when God steps down, how do I know that is God? That's the question. How do I know that is God? How do I know that the creator of heaven and earth is that one that came in human flesh? I'll be asking you different questions. I'll be applying this in different ways today because this is not actually a series on Jesus per se. We are looking at prayers. How do I see the fruit of the Spirit as the Almighty in action? Write that down. How do I see the fruit of the Spirit as the Almighty in action? You know, today people prefer, suffer not the wish to live. We prefer that that God of Elijah. That is why on that mountain of transgression, we found Elijah, we found Moses. The disciples say, because they like Moses. Say, God, okay, don't worry, we'll give you a tabernacle too. Well, let's build one for Moses, for Elijah. Which house do you think, they want to stay? They want to stay with Elijah. God said, no, don't stay with Elijah. Don't stay with Moses. Don't stay with Moses. This one is my beloved son. Hear ye. How do you just see those fruit of this? Hope you know, when you see somebody that is like this, they call it weakness. But God calls it power. How do you see the fruit of the Spirit as almighty in action? Just writing those rhetorical questions. How do I see weakness as God's power? How God showed mercy to Cain? How do I see mercy shown to Cain? No, Cain just killed his brother Abel, right? He killed Abel. He killed him. How do I see mercy shown to Cain as God in action? How do I see that and say, that's God? I think God should come and finish Cain, right? Cut him off. Then also, how do I see the destruction of Pharaoh and say, no, that's not God? I'm asking a different question. Bible, real life scenario. How do I see a smoker now, a prostitute on the street, and say, wow, this will be an evangelist someday. This will be a future evangelist someday. How do I see that? With which eyes? How do I see a common man? In fact, how do I see a short girl sending me around in church and I'm listening? Sela, sela. How do I see someone like Ojuta and see God at work in him? How do I see this, our daily meetings, as what will produce giants for God tomorrow? Just write as much as you can. Brother Michael, sorry. I hope you usually make up your own notes here. With the keyboard. How do I see weakness, patience, meekness, loving my enemies and calling it power? How? How? So that's where we have Ephesians 1:15. Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore, also, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the wisdom of the Spirit. Because the flesh will tend to see things another way. The flesh will not, the fruit of the Spirit will not make sense to the flesh. Like in this church right now, submission does not make sense to the flesh. Why somebody that seems not to even care for your well-being, why you should listen, do this, it does not make sense to the flesh. Why we come to church every day like this, learn about the knowledge of God, it does not make sense to the flesh. Yes, guess what? It is not new. That is the same way Jesus did not make sense to them as God. That is the same way Noah was preaching for 120 years and his preaching did not make sense to them. That is why he's saying, you pray that the eyes of your understanding may be open, that you might have the wisdom of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Say, I see as I ought to see. If you are seeing the type that retaliates on anything, you have not known God. You need to pray Ephesians 1 prayer. You retaliate on anything. You don't see keeping quiet as power. You don't see forgiveness as power. You don't see love as power. You don't see giving. Do you know what God said? He said, blessed is he that gives. It is more blessed to give than to what? Receive. That takes your eyes of understanding to be open. He's not saying when you give, you will get more. No. He said it is blessed. The blessing is that what I have given. Ah! Does that make sense to the flesh? No. That is the wisdom of the Spirit. When you, that plenty is pursuing you, is looking for you, looking for your attention, that is their song, while you will give your whole life to the gospel, does not make sense to the flesh. Hallelujah. That is the wisdom of the Spirit. That you should see yourself as you ought to see yourself. People who pray for others to die have not known the power of God. They have not. Same thing we did under our Babalawos. It's what some people are trying to replicate in church. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Imagine, you are doing a crusade full of, let's say, 300 people. And the witch is saying, you know, hold the program the next day. And you are saying, if I'm a man of God, you will die. And you have died. And you see that as power. Ray and Bonke gathered 1.2, 1.3 million in the same location. Who did he kill? Who did he kill? But because you are looking for many people, 20. Ah, he will die. Your eyes, the eyes of understanding of such a man is short. Was it deeper? Will he ring? He cannot see. Hallelujah. If, for instance, now all you are doing right now does not make too much sense, you need to pray very well so it makes sense to you. You can be in ministry for years and he does not, you are not seeing it. You have to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We proceed on Sunday. People who actually cannot submit to church authority because it is men in charge. Hope you know such people will be part of those that will kill Jesus for calling himself God. It's the same thing. I will show you on Sunday. So Ephesians 1 prayer did not start from the New Testament. It has always been the prayer of man. That although God may come weak, he may come loving, he may come kind, but that today, when you hear his voice, that you harden not your heart. It takes your eyes to be open. Guys, without this, lots of us will miss opportunities. We will miss God 1,000 kilometers. Because remember when Elijah was looking for God in the fire, in the brimstone, did he find him there? No. In the storm, did he find him there? No. But in a still small voice. When he was saying, but I have killed all your, yes, they have killed your prophet. Let's go and finish them. What did he say? He said, no, I have reserved unto myself 7,000 who are not defiled. God will say, rather, he said, I say, you, guy, go and hand over. No, see what, if, maybe, sorry, let's close with that. Romans 11, see that Romans 11, that should be verse, is it 3 or 4? When Elijah maketh intercession. Open, please, it should be Romans 11. Romans 11. Verse what? Let's read 2 and 3. One to go, help me, yes? Cast away his people, which is foreknown. Elijah, yes? Against Israel, yes? They have killed their prophets. So, not the type of God Elijah is calling. What should the God come and do? Come and finish them. What is the answer of God? Next verse. Yes? What's unto him? Yes? Myself. 7,000. Wow. Say, that's our God. Say, that's our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every good giving, every perfect is. Where does it come from? Easy Father.
Father of love.
Where of it come? In him is life. Come on.
In him is life.
No shadow of turning.
There's no shadow of turning.
There's no evil.
There's no evil.
No darkness at all. Come on.
There's no darkness at all.
Every good giving sing.
Every good giving. And every perfect bestowment.
It comes
from God. The Father of love.
In him is light, yes.
In him is light. Oh, there's no shadow of turning.
No evil, come on. Demonstrate it, yeah? Yeah.
And no darkness at all.
Amen. Amen. Hope you know, most of us then, in the 90s, we rejoice when Abacha died. We say it was God. If you still do the same today, you don't know God. You don't know God. Now some people are saying, some pastors are supporting these people because, yes, it's good. Those guys, they must die. Like talking to Iran. Do you know God? Do you know God? Woo! His name is beautiful for every situation. You see, he said, he prepared a table before you. Let your enemy be there. No problem. You don't have to kill him.
It doesn't, you don't have to, except for the wrath of man, worketh not the righteousness of God. They have digged down your altar. No. The wrath of man does not accomplish God's tax. This lecturer, he must die. See what he did. See what he did. See what he did. Luke 9. See, you guys, you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy man's life, but to save. Say, I know my God. Say, I demonstrate the same in my attitude. It's not God's fault that he came as a man. It's our fault. It's because we are men. Remember Hebrews 2? As much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, so he had to come the same way. So it is our fault. It's because of us. That's, you know, they blame Jesus because he's a man. And that's the issue with religious. They say, how can you call a man God? It's not God's fault. It's our fault. Just like the story I heard years ago, that like there's an ant that was going to a dish. You shout on the ant, ants don't go. You say, the ant cannot hear you. If you try to put your leg to stop the ant, you can kill the ant. No matter what you do, if you put your leg there to block it, it will climb over your leg, it will keep going. Say, how else will you communicate to this ant? Unless you become an ant. Then the ant can hear you. That is what your God will rather do. Praise God. So, the reason why you are saved, don't dishonor it. You get that? And let that replicate that in your attitude towards even your leaders in church. Don't say because you know they are faults. They are men. Who are you looking for? Angels? You won't find one. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I know my God.
I know my God.
He's beautiful for every situation. Say, he's a master of goodness. Say, I don't find him in destruction. Hallelujah. Say, my God is not Anikulapo. Hope you know that. Anikulapo is someone that has death in his pocket. No, that's not my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. Say, he has goodness. Always. Say, goodness and mercies, they follow me always, because that is what my God does. Hope you know, when you are preaching a God that does not spare sinners, what is your hope when you sin? You not say, don't worry, grace will cover us. You are stupid. That grace cannot cover your enemies. It will cover you. You preach fire and brimstone to people, but you'll be expecting what? Say, the people that preach, it's so funny. But those times when Facebook is very hot, you will talk to somebody, say, okay, you too, if rapture comes, will you go? This is by the grace of God now. You see your life. After you have bastardized everything in the Bible, it's by the grace of God. So what are we saying since? Hallelujah. You want to be saved by grace. You want others to struggle for it. No. Amen, amen. That dividing wall of works for salvation, we're going to bring it down. The vilest offender who truly believe, a moment from Jesus, a pardon received. Hallelujah. Say, that's my God. Say, it's good to the sinner. Say, I show forth his character. Hallelujah. Come on, sing that song for me. Come on, every good giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory!
They come from God,
the Father, yeah,
the Father of love.
In him is light, yeah,
in him is light.
Sing, there is no shadow,
no shadow of turning,
no evil,
no evil,
no darkness at all, yeah,
no darkness.
Sing it again,
No evil.
No evil. No evil. No evil.
There's no darkness.
One more time.
Every good gift is sin.
Every perfect bestowment.
Every perfect bestowment.
It comes
from God.
The Father of light.
The Father of light.
His name is Lord.
His light. No shadow of turning.
I see as I ought to see.
Jesus. He did not sin his will.